This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Time of the week again on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. The country practice theme song is playing.
That's right, it is. And you know what that means?
That means it's time for Country Cousins
on Joy 94.9.
And we'll practice it for next week.
Yeah, it's next time. Next time. Basically, when you hear this music, it means each and every week we catch up with Damien Stevens Todd, doesn't it, Robbie?
Yeah, finding out about all the things happening for the LGBTI communities in rural Victoria.
Yes.
How are you going, Damien?
I'm doing well, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We've got lots of exciting events coming up as per usual in our rural areas. Starting off this weekend, we've got an exciting event in Horsham.
Indeed. Queer beers for those who like a bit of a social beer.
I love a queer and a beer.
Well, that is great. Just for you, the Exchange Hotel in Horsham, Friday, the 3rd of May, 6 p.m. onwards. If you like a social drink, if you are part of the LGBTIQA community or are an ally, want to get together, chat about the latest happenings on RuPaul's Drag Race or anything on your mind, come along.
Oh, sounds awesome. Now, this weekend as well, Shepparton's going off because the Melbourne Queer Film Festival are diving into Shep, aren't they?
They are. From Horsham down to Shepparton for the weekend, we have the five, I reckon, best films of the month.
Oh, that's a big call.
Oh, well, it is. It is. Of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival in Shepparton, jam-packed into one weekend.
Ooh, exciting. And it's also the 14th birthday. There's going to be a 14th birthday brunch. Is that for Goulburn Valley Pride?
It sure is. So Goulburn Valley Pride is Shepparton's social support group for LGBTIQA+ people. We've been around 14 years and we're celebrating with a big community brunch on Sunday morning, the 5th of May, at the Lemon Tree Cafe from 11 a.m.
Oh, awesome.
Exciting stuff. Other exciting things are community forums. Now, a couple of weeks from today, there's a big event planned for Warrigal.
Indeed, it's really great to have Warrigal on the map. I can't recall ever talking about a Warrigal-based event before on Country Cousins. So this community forum coincides with Ida Hobbit, which is International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, in partnership with Pride Cup Australia. This forum provides basic education, terminology, tools and awareness to support inclusion efforts for LGBTI people in sports, business and community.
That's fantastic. Now, Ida Hobbit and Idaho, as some other people call it, is just around the corner, not far. And on the 16th of May, Echuca is going to be raising a rainbow flag, aren't they?
Indeed it is. The following day, and news just in, this will be held across the river at the in Moama. So Echuca, Moama are the bordering towns on the Victorian New South Wales border.
Are they going to have a flag off?
I love a flag off.
But from midday onwards, come join them as they raise the flag, followed by community speeches and lunch across the border from Echuca in Moama.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love when rainbow flags are raised all around the regions.
It is exciting. It is exciting, especially getting to the rural areas of Victoria and seeing those rainbow flags flying high.
I love it.
A special dinner in Wangaratta on the 17th, Damien.
Indeed, 17th is Idaho. The day is happening, and in Wangaratta, there are events happening right across the state for Idaho, but in regional areas. But for Wangaratta, they are getting together for dinner at a lovely little restaurant called Bayan Time. It's a Mexican restaurant and it's based in, Wangaratta, 6 p.m. onwards. Check it out.
Fantastic. Now, if you want to know about any of these events or any of the events that Damien's talking about or future ones, you can check them all out if you go to Facebook and look up Country Cousins on Joy. If you just like that page, then you'll see these events and so many more with so many things happening in the regional areas for our LGBTI communities. Thank you, Damien, for speaking to us each and every week.
And best of luck to you with the tropical with a tropical thunderstorm. You sound like you're caught in.
It's on the way.
Of course, you can write into the Country Cousins Facebook page and let us know about events that you want us to talk about here on Joy as well.
Yeah, or just share one that you're doing. And thank you, Jamie, and we'll speak to you next week.
Yeehaw!
Woohoo! Oh, he's gotten very country. Very country with that one. Well, coming up on Mad Wednesdays...
We're going to get political, Dean.
Totally. I'm going to be speaking to Senator Louise Pratt about Australian Labor's equality platform. But, you know, since we were getting political, a lovely listener just sent a message in. The lovely Daryl with 1R sent a message in saying he has a recipe for a political hamburger. It's called a Clive Parmigiana. It's a one Clive bun, one ScoMo patty, a One Nation pickle, one Anning egg, one Barnaby Joyce hot sauce. Can't tell you the price, but it'll leave a bad taste in your mouth for months. Plus a complimentary water at $80 million.
That's great, Dean. I understood about half of that. I was very highbrow.
You stay tuned, Robbie, because we're going to get political. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.